Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stepping into Mastery, where you will be taken into the dimensions of higher consciousness teachings to tap into your master soul and become one with all that is. So each month we'll be gathering in with many messages from the masters, and I look forward to the essence of your own presence.
Welcome everyone to Telepathic Tuesday. It is the last Tuesday of the month, and it is a time for an hour of consciousness with the Infinite Masters that work through me and prepare us all for the upcoming month, which is the second month of this leap year, this higher frequency year. And so for tonight, I welcome all of you new ones that haven't been with me before, and all you regulars that love the Infinite Masters, who know how inviting it is to hear the word of knowledge and the activation that pours through. And so let me just get connected into the stillness, because that's what I always do. And as I get grounded here, and bringing in the stillness of these Infinite Masters that work with me, I'm just going to ask that you would also just become aware of these magnifying energies pouring into your energetic fields around you as you anchor your feet and anchor your root chakra. If you're laying back and relaxing, anchor your spinal column. If you're laying on the ground and getting anchored into Gaia, as I quietly bring in the stillness of the Infinite Masters. To transmit and create a vibrational column of light. It's going to be above your head, around you, below your feet. And this column of light is arriving from the higher dimensions, well beyond your ninth chakra. And become aware of the essence of the light vibrations that you're feeling above your head and around you. I'm just going to ask it to come in a bit closer so that you can feel these magnetic frequencies moving around your fingertips. As I call the stillness to radiate more light of your own higher soul's essence to move in closer to you. In the many answers, do we at the way at the no?
And the other, the quarter of the day, I should have known.
Listen to all that you're tuning into with your inner ear and inner mind. This is how I get connected. Deep breath in. Hold. Slow breath out. As you're breathing out, you're getting more connected to that higher essence that you are hearing of that ringing. I am here. Higher intelligence that is creating columns of intricate, elaborate patterns around each soul who is listening and feeling these stillness vibrations, blanketing them. I am blanketing all 8th and 9th chakras into these higher reality frequencies beyond the beyond. Transmissions of light particles from many of the dimensions beyond the beyond. Tapping in to their originating soul seeds that have been awakening and communicating to this 5th dimension. Breathe in the essence that you are feeling, hearing, and perhaps seeing these patterns of sacred geometries moving around you in your matrix fields. Magnetics of telepathics of sacred geometric patterns of your soul's equations of light. These equations are floating around you. Inside your aura fields, searching for your soul, mind, soul, heartbeat connection that would amplify you to your grid systems beyond the beyond of crystal light consciousness. Waiting for your awakening to build you into oneness with the networks of systems blanketing this planet. And you listen to the sounds inside your matrix fields of these crystals of light energies in your own awareness. Your inner soul child has begun to tap into your higher soul, your higher soul's inner mind of its essence to be enlightened and awaken to this oneness consciousness of the 5th dimension for many months now. We are stepping into the 2nd month of a leap year when many higher souls of all of your elevated soul child inside of you will receive this bowing down from your higher soul in crystalline spectrums of rainbow vibrations, creating a bridge to oneness within you. There are many new masters arriving in many new forms, in sacred holograms of these new equations and formulas that began arriving in solstice and will continue arriving for this first quarter of this leap year, 2024. A time for enlightening your journey, awakening your hidden gifts into higher perfected patterns or sequences. They will be redesigning your thinking patterns, your operating patterns. All routines will be elevated to these infinite masters and your own mastery soul timelines. They'll be teaching you, activating you in quiet moments of stillness. And some of these initiations and teachings and activations will flow in completeness of your understanding. Ah, I think I've got it. I'm accelerating into the higher consciousness that's flowing through me. And I'm no longer thinking. I'm breathing in an electrified telepathic word of knowledge or healing that I am placing inside me. Some of you will be experiencing the deja vu of realizing your soul light connection to your own civilization, spectrum of sounds or tones or vibrations or visualizations for but a moment in that few seconds, and then it leaves your mind. But your inner soul will be connected inside of you for that moment when your mind moves into a higher mind and your soul becomes oneness in a quickening to your higher soul. Some of you may have already experienced this and are not quite certain of what was that? Was that something interruptive or was that something of an activation? You may feel anxiousness on some moments, uncertainty, or perhaps a feeling of being lost as your thought form has become completely empty for a split second or a minute. What happened? I feel blank. You were connecting and elevating. Your body was being grounded and you were safely anchored into the oneness of love within your inner child to your higher soul. And the harmonic vibrations that flowed within your body, mind, and soul was your own transitioning for about a moment to be prepared for a further transformation on the next arrival of your soul light master and its consciousness. And these are the moments that will be coming more rapidly throughout this entire year. And so you will find it highest importance to keep clearing and cleansing your aura fields of the lowering vibrations or interruptive thought forms by fueling your vibrational fields or matrix fields with the essence of the stillness of your higher soul that builds a column of light around you that is there right now. These electromagnetic pulses that you're feeling on your palm chakras bring more awareness into your body, that you are aligning into the fifth dimension. And as you feel it with your hands, your fingers, your palms, your mind begins tapping into the electromagnetic vibrations around you. It's your sensory mind and your tweaking awareness mind starts accepting and breathing in these vibrations into your chakra systems. Your inner minds are tapping into a higher mind of your soul-like being. Quietly, silently, the shifting begins. The new communications, the new connections. And the power of your own higher soul's essence begins increasing in that eighth and ninth chakra above your crown and emanating in your aura fields to be quantum matrix fields, and that you begin radiating a highest vibration of reality consciousness, of light intelligences beyond this dimension, beyond the fifth dimension. This is the telepathic vibration of your higher soul and its quadrants of light intelligences. But how is this happening? When did it start happening? That veil was pulled across on solstice when many became enlightened and activated in these waveforms of perfection, but of reuniting the higher soul of master vibrations of light into these solar chakras of the eighth and ninth, to assemble into your matrix fields of the fifth dimension around you. Waiting for your awareness to be tweaked into acceptance and to be integrated into oneness in preparations for this infinite year, 2024. It is your Kubadana. And so we simply sit back and move now from this word of knowledge of that what is to transpire throughout this second month and into the entire year of Telepathic Tuesdays, of Master Mondays, and of course the new one, Master Speak. And it will allow you to elevate and harmonize through activations and words of knowledge that flows through you when you simply relax into the stillness and listen to the essence of the infinite masters and their tones and vibrations that elevates your consciousness, releases all lowering frequencies. Vienna, you should know. At the cover the other, you should quarter the other, the quarter the other, you should know. They're asking now to simply relax your backs your hips, your legs, your arms. Loosen up the spinal column as we receive these infinite energies moving around us in the stillness and flowing down into our inner minds, to our inner hearts, through our spinal columns into the lower back. Just allow this warm energy of light to flow down through your spine. Maybe sitting on the back of your head, that's okay. Maybe tingling on top of your crown, that's okay. And I'm still bringing the transmissions of that energy to flow through your spine and through the tightness in your hips and low back. I need to loosen that lower back tailbone area down through the legs, back of the knees, and the back of the calf, on each leg down through your foot chakras. We're doing an adjustment on the back of the neck right now again, and on top of the shoulder blades. Hold on, I'm seeing that waveform go through. Deep breath in, hold, slow breath out. We welcome all beings from all dimensions of all light sources. We welcome the infinite timelines, the energetic fields of grid lines that are arriving and mapping on all Gaia's etheric fields floating above her ley lines. We align to the so below grid lines of our timelines, below the ocean floors, and to those awakening dormant ones that are aligning into our footprints of timelines on Gaia. This is the oneness consciousness that is awakening. And so we welcome the consciousness of all that was and all that is now embracing us, these intelligent fields of love, light, and freedom. Open your heart chakras to transmit love into these etheric fields around you, above you, beyond you, of holograms of light. These holograms are transmitting light equations into your telepathic hearts and minds.
I am seeing strands of coded vibrations streaming below all foot chakras into Gaia.
You are allowing her to pull out lowering frequencies from within your bodies, all to be transmuted into light deep within her core of her heartbeat. Let it go through your feet. attachments, no thought forms of despair, anxiety, anxiousness, anger, frustration. Let it go. It is holding you back from the light consciousness. It is blocking you. When you open and awaken your inner minds and inner hearts to the higher essence of these intelligent beings that are wanting to connect and communicate to you through their cords of communication, you will feel them. You will come to know these forms of light and the essence of their words, of their actions, of their vibrations around you will be ringing vibrations to your soul that will want to tap into their symphony of light frequencies each day. But what is it, Juju? You are no longer in one dimension. You can be simultaneously in many when you listen to these various strands and orbs and holograms and spectrums of light moving around you. This is the duality of your etheric vibrational consciousness in the realms, dancing in harmonic vibrations to your human consciousness body. It is heightening your solar chakras, breathing into your base chakras of all of these dimensions beyond of intelligences for you to journey throughout this year, 2024, a year moving you into a zero point, into the inner curvature of time, of the essence of who you truly are. Your soul will be elevating into golden strands of waveforms that will be glistening and shimmering and building and creating an infinite power, an infinite light of an inner knowing, an inner being. Who am I? What am I? Where am I? Will no longer be the confusions of the inner mind, for you will be seeing, feeling, and knowing of the power, all that you are in oneness of your soul to your higher soul. And so I'm asking for the golden essence of the higher consciousness for you to sense and feel within your soul right now, your inner child, as you breathe in and blend into these crystalline light vibrations of your equations of consciousness. No thinking, just allowing the sounds, the tones, the vibrations to be the equations of your connection to the golden essence of your own higher intelligence. And let it just tap right now onto the crown chakra. Align and balance it into your inner mind. There might be a spark of light. There might be a vision that you're getting of many, many grid systems coming in closer to you. Or many symbols, you don't know, it's just going to appear. Let the vibrations of light blanket you, balance you, purify you into golden vibrations of light.
This is a year of integrations
for all your soul seeds that are awakening to begin regenerating into crystal seeds of light, for your systems of the body to become purified, amplified. As you connect, communicate and integrate into your higher soul timelines of many dimensions without interruptions. These infinite masters, your own spirit guides, illumined ones, ancient ones, star elders are arriving and preparing all consciousness of all souls to feel and breathe in their originating equations of the Law of One. That equation is the oneness consciousness that we have all been waiting for. And the infinite masters are here to assist all in their own transmuting of their own patterns and thinking waveforms, routines of consciousness, to be lifted into love, light, and freedom. And so I'm going to ask right now for the infinite masters to arrive in many forms and formulas as electronic engineers, as creators and builders of form, not just masters of light. Come in closer to begin transmitting new energetic patterns and sequences and equations inside all of your holograms, all of your strands of light and crystal light particles, all of your spectrums of light, all that you see and visualize in your aura fields and chakra systems above your crown, below your feet. Let it become you as you breathe in. These are electromagnetic light waveforms from infinite realms moving into your columns of light, your aura fields or matrix fields, how you wish them to be. These spirals and orbs and spectrums of light are peaceful. I just want you to listen to this electronic hum, tone, and vibration that you are hearing now. It is purifying, sweeping, and cleansing your aura fields to move you into a higher vibration. While Gaia is pulling out and clearing and moving the inner consciousness body into her inner conscious heartbeat for you. You can feel the tingling on the bottom of your feet or the warmth in your foot chakras as the flame of Gaia, her love, balances you. And aligns you into your own tone and vibration, that humming, ringing tone is anchoring in your feet and in your mind. We are here to awaken the foot chakra's child. We are here to awaken the ancestor lineages inside the chakra systems of their originating equations, of their sacred soul timelines, to be balanced and harmonized in their columns of light. So that, yes, they may breathe in the vibrations of their soul light consciousness into their hearts, into their inner child, to feel protected, to feel the healing, to feel the clearing and cleansing now. In every cell of your body, not just every chakra. And so the Infinite All Masters are asking me now to transmit a vibration into all heart chakras now, into all inner minds now, to be connected. The synchronicity of the heart and mind to be aligned into the inner soul child in a oneness vibration of love, light, power. Power of strength. Breathe in that power of strength that is your highest vibration moving out of the crown chakra, connecting it to a higher cord of consciousness called oneness. Breathe it in. Breathe in the hologram essence of light into your crown chakra now. Seeping into your inner mind, into your inner mind's eye, is this essence of power and strength. And transmit that down into your heart, your inner heartbeat. Needs to acknowledge this warm vibration of oneness. It's who you are. It's your higher dimensional consciousness radiating light right inside your heart, inside your body now. Accept. Breathe it in even deeper inside your heart, inside your mind. And feel the light integrating, activating, healing, elevating you into oneness. As you are feeling, listen to the ringing tones. Housing infinite vibrations of your soul civilizations in these grid systems far beyond that you are tapping into in absolute harmony. Harmonic tones, harmonic bliss, harmonic power is flowing inside your heart, inside your mind. So peaceful. Harmony is the oneness vibration that connects you. It completes your transformation into the higher soul to be completely balanced in oneness. You are the waveform of love and light and harmony. And it is sweeping and purifying your aura fields. It is clearing all thought forms. It is releasing all others' interrupted consciousness fields around you. The harmonics of peace is overwhelming to those lowering frequencies. Even your karma trauma timelines, including this lifetime, of uncertainty, of fear, of imbalance, they just dissolve. For the harmony and the power of the harmony continually sweeps and purifies your aura fields, your inner mind's eyes. And so all those lowering thought forms, when they arrive into your mind, become oneness to your higher mind that is transmitting light and vibrations of peace. Of your soul light presence. And so your inner child becomes the divine soul that is living and fueling your mind and soul body. Well, who should know? What got it? You should know. This is the time for you all to begin awakening and originating vibration of your soul light consciousness within you. We'll be activating your mind, your heart, and your inner child to be of the higher light intelligence and to attract all other light threads and orbs and holograms of unseen frequencies floating around and above your aura fields that are the matrix grid systems that no one can see but can now feel in any now moment. Can you feel and visualize all that is building around you, above you, below you with Gaia? Can you feel the essence of peace and harmony or harmonic tones building in your aura fields.
Ishukurabana, in the ancient times,
those higher priestesses, priests, prophets, and saints would feel, sense, and come to know this harmonic vibration that is above your crown chakra right now, that is floating as a lotus flower of light above your head. Many would paint what they felt and saw of this lotus flower above the crown chakra. It would be noticed in ashrams and temples. In ancient times, of old civilizations recognizing this enlightenment of the essence of light floating above the crown chakra, a golden essence bowing down into the inner soul being, oneness, a oneness consciousness connecting you, embracing you, enlightening you, as if the silent watchman was your own higher soul waving and floating in the lotus position above your crown at the eighth chakra waiting for your inner soul child to light up and reach out of your inner mind to tap into their master consciousness of oneness, waiting for thousands of years to be reunited, regenerated, and rejuvenated into the consciousness of a oneness of love. And now, in this year, we are reawakening, recreating, and rejuvenating our light consciousness. Will be the state of oneness within our soul body, soul mind, and soul heartbeat, so that we can be infinitely vibrating through all that is around us and we cannot see until we are fully connected through our inner mind's eyes, inner hearts of a higher heart within this year. And for some, it is already in their visionary minds and hearts waiting to be connected on longer durations with their soul light being. And for others, it will be in the next year while they are building their templates of higher consciousness inside and outside the body through Gaia's kingdoms and elements, assistance.
This is the essence of the higher vibrations of mastery that keeps on tweaking, adjusting, healing, and releasing our hearts and minds to move into this vibration of the fifth dimension and beyond.
And as I see these sacred grid systems building around each person when I'm sitting with them, when I'm sitting in this group consciousness now, I can see and feel the transmissions moving through a massive matrix vibrational grid, a quantum field of light of many nations, of many vibrations and civilizations, not just in this galaxy, not just in this planetary consciousness. It is far beyond that that I am seeing, where your souls and your bodies have been regenerating and connecting to those heightened timelines throughout all of 22, 23. We have been transitioning and transforming for the past 3 years. And this next 3 years of 24, 25, and 26 will be more than just a leap year of this year. It will be a highest vibration of the clarity of your mind, the evolution of your soul, and the transformation of your body. It is in these heightened vibrations of so many on the planet that are adjusting and elevating and connecting that the telepathic networks of our civilizations are honing in to Gaia's grid systems and grid lines to open up those sacred portals of their originating codes to connect into our sacred codes within our chakras, to reunite into the oneness vibration. And so as we, as human souls of human minds and human chakra systems, have been transmitting and transmuting, transitioning, and now transforming, we are ready to transcend into higher networks of consciousness. Telepathically. And we are ready to move into the oneness of our telepathic networks onto one another. And the teachings and the activations and the realities of the oneness of the teachings will be resonating in your hearts and minds, of where you are to be, what you are to hear, what you are to transmit, and when and how, will all be in infinite oneness. No more struggle. No more interruptions. The passageways, the pathways will be clear. The strands and streams of networks will keep you in alignment and balance your hearts and minds into the oneness. Will just be the vibration of love within you, above and beyond you. And so they bring me into these massive vibrational spheres of light in chamber rooms beyond that empowers the master's threads of consciousness to transmit onto this planet for all who are listening, for all who are elevating, and for all who are integrating to assist in building this beautiful bouquet of oneness onto one another.
Should know there will be many teachers, there will be many prophets, sages, seers, there will be many light workers, healers,
there will be many who come to know, who come to be, who come to shift, to come to change, to be who they truly are. And all will be in oneness unto one another to assist Gaia and her kingdoms and elements. We are all shedding and letting go, as is Gaia and her kingdoms and elements, so that we could all be vibrating in a vibration of light, love, and harmony. And so for tonight, it is all about the harmony in the tone that you hear and the vibration that you breathe in. Is it of harmony? Is it of peace? That is the love that you feel in every cell of your being, of your inner child, your inner heart, and inner mind.
You don't want to hear jitter, no,
and now you are ready to flow in the oneness through that sacred hum and tone of harmony. That is what will build you, and that is what will cradle you through those thought forms, through those unstable minds and hearts, through the angry little child inside that is upset or frustrated. No more. No more tears. No more fears. Or you will be guided by this infinite knowledge that is delivered now to flow in the essence of your own vibration of harmonics, of love, light, and peace.
You should have woke up on the day it didn't now.
It comes through the stillness where you are connected, just as you are now, with all of my masters and all of your beings in oneness. Should the body didn't know, that is all. A message has been delivered, the infinite harmonics of your own connection has been infused and activated. You are never alone. You are now in oneness with your higher master soul, and your inner child is smiling. Thank you for joining me tonight. Your father, you should know. We will be with you. You should do in this first week in February. We'll have the Master Monday. And then you should tap into my website, into my YouTube network, where you will see all the videos of my upcoming events of Master Mondays and of Master Speak. I'm just in this very peaceful, floating vibration of the essence of all of your grid systems, of all of your timelines, and it's just so peaceful and loving. An abundance of golden energies is flowing in and around this whole gathering of all of you. And even as we have these golden essences and vibrations of this leap year, this month, the second month, and then the Chinese New Year in this month, of a dragon frequency of peace, love, and harmony, which this dragon brings in for this year of peace, love, and harmony, I can just feel the abundance moving through this whole group in this now moment. Yeah, it's just like a warm blanket. It's like, no, I'm not ready to leave yet. But I'm going to let you all go and just be in the comfort of this relaxing hour that we've had together, but also this infinite essence of peace. Thank you for joining me. Listen to the replay and share the network. Thank you.